Chapter 6. Bearman. While Jauncey was sleeping, Sue went to visit Bearman. He was a painter, too. He lived on the ground floor of the building. Bearman was an old man. He was more than 60 years old. He had a long, curly beard, a big head, and a small body. Bearman was not a good artist. He had tried to paint pictures for 40 years, but he was never any good at it. He always said he was going to paint a wonderful picture, but he never started. For many years, he had painted almost nothing. He made money by working as a model for other artists. Sue wanted him to model for her magazine drawing. She wanted him to model as a lonely old miner. Bearman liked to drink. He drank too much, and he was often angry. He said he didn't like weak people, but he liked Sue and Jauncey very much. He wanted to protect them from bad things. Sue found Bearman in his apartment. The old man did not smell very nice. He smelled like gin. There was not a lot of light in the room. A wooden painting stand was in the corner. On the stand was an empty white canvas. It had been empty for 25 years. Bearman was waiting to paint something wonderful, but he never found it. Sue told Bearman about Jauncey. She told him that Jauncey believed she was going to die when the last leaf fell. It made Bearman sad and angry. His eyes were red, and he started crying. He loved Jauncey, and he didn't want her to die. Bearman complained.
Why is Jauncey so foolish? She thinks she's going to die just because leaves are falling off the plant on a brick wall? What a foolish story!
Bearman didn't want to model for Sue because he was angry about Jauncey. He thought Sue should stop Jauncey from thinking about dying. He blamed Sue.
She is weak and ill, said Sue. Her fever is giving her strange ideas, not me. She is not herself.
Sue was also sad.
You don't have to pose for me, she said to Bearman. But I think you are a wicked old man.
Bearman felt sorry. He said he would model for Sue's picture.
Let's go to your house to do some work, he said. This is not a good place to be sick, said Bearman as they walked upstairs. One day, I am going to paint my masterpiece. Then I'll make lots of money, and we can leave here. We can live somewhere nice.
Jauncey was sleeping when they got upstairs. They looked out of the window. Sue showed Bearman the plant on the brick wall. They couldn't speak. They both felt scared. They were scared that Jauncey was going to die. It had started raining and snowing. The wind was blowing hard. They knew that all the ivy leaves were soon going to fall.